WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. If you're feeling like your brain is a tangled mess of thoughts, and let's be real, who isn't sometimes? Then this episode is for you. Today, we're diving into the power of journaling for mental health and growth. It might seem like something your grandma would do, but trust me, this ancient practice has some serious benefits in today's world. Think of it like a mental spa day, where you get to untangle those thoughts, process emotions, and actually gain clarity. Ever felt overwhelmed by everything going on in your head? Like there's just too much swirling around, and you can't quite make sense of it all? Journaling is like hitting the pause button, giving yourself a dedicated space to sort through it all. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, I'm way too busy for journaling. Who has time for that? But hear me out. Journaling doesn't have to be this elaborate, hour-long ritual. Even 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. It's about finding those pockets of quiet and letting your thoughts flow freely onto the page. Think of it as a conversation with yourself, no judgment, just pure expression. Here are some key benefits of journaling that you might not have considered. Stress reduction. When you write down your worries and anxieties, they lose their power over you. It's like releasing those pent-up emotions onto the page instead of letting them fester inside. Ever notice how much better you feel after a good rant to a friend? Journaling does that for you, but in a more private and controlled way. Increase self-awareness. Writing about your thoughts and feelings helps you understand yourself better. You start to see patterns in your behavior, identify triggers, and gain insights into what motivates you. It's like looking at your life through a new lens, revealing hidden truths about who you are and what you want. Improved emotional regulation. Journaling can help you process emotions more effectively. When you write about difficult experiences, you give yourself space to explore and understand them without judgment. This can lead to greater emotional resilience and the ability to cope with challenges more effectively. You know that feeling when something happens, and you just need to process it? Journaling gives you that safe space to do exactly that. Enhanced creativity. Believe it or not, journaling can spark your creativity. By allowing your mind to wander freely on paper, you open yourself up to new ideas and perspectives. Think of it as a warm-up exercise for your imagination. The more you write, the more creative juices start flowing. Goal setting and achievement. Journaling can be a powerful tool for setting and achieving goals. When you write down your aspirations, they become more concrete and tangible. You can track your progress, overcome obstacles, and celebrate your successes along the way. It's like having a personal coach in your pocket, guiding you towards your dreams. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, it's a Friday night, and you're feeling completely drained from the week. Work deadlines, social obligations, maybe even a family drama or two, you know how it goes. You're scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, and feeling even more overwhelmed. Now imagine instead of sinking into that spiral, you grab your journal and just start writing. You jot down everything that's been on your mind. The stress at work, the frustrating conversation with a friend, even that little voice whispering doubts about herself. As you write, you start to notice something interesting. Those swirling thoughts are starting to make sense. You realize that feeling overwhelmed isn't uncommon, and that it's okay to have both good and bad days. You process your emotions, identify the things you can control, and even come up with some solutions for dealing with the stressors in your life. By the time you finish writing, you feel lighter, more grounded, and ready to actually enjoy your weekend. See? Journaling isn't just about venting, it's a powerful tool for self-discovery, emotional regulation, and personal growth. So, what are you waiting for? Grab a notebook, find a quiet spot, and let those thoughts flow. You might be surprised at the insights you uncover and the positive impact journaling can have on your life. Remember, even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Start small, be consistent, and watch your mental well-being flourish. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from journaling, or leave a comment below telling me about your own experience with journaling. Let's create a community of mindful thinkers and growth seekers together. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.